Ceremony by Robert B. Parker. Chapter 1.
She's a goddamned whore, Harry Kyle said, and I don't want her in this house again.
For God's sake, Harry, you're talking about your own daughter, his wife said.
She's a goddamned whore, Harry said.
You don't know that, Mr. Kyle, Susan said.
The hell I don't. I saw her in there hanging all over some guy older than me. I saw what she was doing, and she can keep right on doing it because she ain't coming back here.
That doesn't make her a whore, Mr. Kyle.
Don't tell me what it makes and doesn't make, lady. I don't need some goddamn goody-two-shoes coming around and giving me a lot of that bleeding-heart mumbo-jumbo they teach nowadays.
Harry, I said. Susan looked at me. The look said, shut up. A lot of people looked at me like that, but to Susan I paid attention. We were standing in the perfect living room of a perfect house in a perfect development in Smithfield. The upholstery was all in powder blue, and the rug and walls and drapes all coordinated with it. The furniture was massive Mediterranean oak, probably, dark-stained. You could tell they'd bought it all at once. It was a set, a living room set. I was willing to bet my new blackjack that there was a dining room set in the dining room and at least 4 bedroom sets upstairs. The cellar probably had a cellar set, all coordinated with the furnace. Kyle was tall and fat, with an unhealthy flush to his face and fleshy neck that spilled over his shirt collar. He'd made a lot of money selling insurance, Susan had told me, and he looked like he'd spent half of it on clothes. He wasn't wearing his suit jacket, but the vest and pants were enough to say that the suit had been made for him and probably cost $750. Fat as he was, there was no gap between the vest and the pants.
I gave that kid every chance, Kyle said, and she threw it in my face.
His wife said,